My name is Jim Rocca. I'm retired, practiced law for 45 years, and I retired about four years ago. 20 years ago, my young daughter contracted cancer. That was devastating to me. She had a type of cancer that mostly young people get. She had some chemotherapy and radiation at Princess Margaret, but it went on for about 8 years, and we thought she, you know, she really fought it, and it was really difficult for us, even though we thought that, you know, maybe the worst was over, but she had five surgeries because of that, and so, you know, it was a trying time for all of us, and she fought it valiantly. We stood behind her at every turn. Unfortunately, in 2012, she passed away from it. That was difficult for us because, you know, our daughter was a really brilliant young woman. She was very talented and intelligent. She was a stage actress. She wanted to do that. But I think her biggest talent was she was a writer, and she started writing for a health magazine. So we feel that she could have made a really huge contribution, but unfortunately the cancer won out in the end. So that's something that's, you know, still with us. You know, I think about her every day, and it's something that, you know, has affected my life tremendously. I started getting some stomach aches a little while ago, persisted, so I went to see my family doctor, and she indicated to me that it would take about 3 to 4 months to get a CAT scan. And I thought that was way too long. So what I did was I went to the emergency at the hospital, and they did an immediate CAT scan. And that's when they, you know, they found that there was a mass on my pancreas. They asked me, you know, whether I wanted to be referred to St. Catherine's Hospital. I insisted that I wanted to be at Princess Margaret. They recommended 6 rounds of chemotherapy, which I did. And they found that it has shrunk it somewhat. They recommended another 6 rounds, so I did 6 more rounds of chemotherapy. I felt fine during the process of chemotherapy. It's only after that was completed that I started feeling the effects of it. They also did 5 rounds of a new form of radiation. A month and a half ago, they did another CAT scan, and they found that it had not, you know, spread. So that's where we are now. The last 10 years, we've raised well over $100,000 for Princess Margaret. Princess Margaret is right up there at the very top in so far as cancer research. They have the best treatments. I believe the radiation treatment that I had is not only available at Princess Margaret and one other hospital. The best solution for me was to be a Princess Margaret, and I would recommend it to anyone who unfortunately has developed this disease, that their best treatments would be at Princess Margaret. I can only, you know, stress that anyone who has this disease, that they treat it seriously, that they don't let it go, and that they seek treatment right away, especially a CAT scan. And if they are told to wait, don't wait. Be your own doctor and go to the emergency so you can get a much quicker CAT scan, which I think is very important. Because if I had waited 3 or 4 months, I think my situation would be a lot worse.